number 9867, Gordon and Wendy Couts, north of Route 54, east of Kenwick Road, being half of lots 15 and 17, Block G, Subdivision 1, within Kenwick Development. A variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirements.
State your full name and address.
Gordon L. Couts, 2413 Sangre Lane, Lancaster, PA. 17512.
You swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct the best of your knowledge, sir?
I do.
We did have a letter of opposition. This was from the Kenwick Association. The Kenwick Association therefore objects to this or any variance being approved by Sussex County that will violate the Kenwick deed covenants. And if the Board of Adjustment sees fit to approve variance request 9867, we request that the Board of Adjustment I don't know what word they admonish Mr. Couts to ensure that he builds that home as approved.
Okay, thank you. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
You're requesting an 8-foot variance from your front yard setback.
Yes.
And also a 5-foot from the 10-foot side yard for a set of steps.
Well, yes. I mean, the case says for a side yard setback, but I believe that was part of the original plans. I don't know why that was put in there, but that was approved as part of the original plans. The spiral staircase is what they're referring to there. And I did bring a set of the approved building plans that show that. The Kenwick Association allows for a five-foot side yard setback on a variance request. I believe they call for 5 foot and the county calls for 10. We built within the county's setback requirements, and I believe the steps were allowed to encroach 5 foot according to county standards. So I believe that should have been taken care of. I don't think Kenwick is objecting to that. The problem is in the front. Initially, the house, the original survey we had does not show clearly that the pin for the rear setback is actually out in the canal. of course, then when they resurveyed it in the final setback, they show that very nice and clearly, but they didn't originally. So I believe what happened is my layout person worried about the 20-foot rear setback that Kenwick is very stringent on, set the house to the rear pins, which were in the bulkhead, and they actually, according to the final survey, that they're actually 0.97 feet out in the water, and that was not clearly noted on the original plan survey, which I have a copy of with me. And I don't think Kenwick's objecting to that either, because they allow for a 25-foot setback in the front where the county is a 30-foot, and we built to county setback requirements. So we're only off 8 inches in the front with the main house. What they are concerned about is the steps, the front steps. The front steps, according to the original plans, were supposed to be 5 feet, encroach on the road 5 feet, which I believe is also allowed by county setback requirements. And somehow or other, our layout person built the, or our framer actually built the step or the porch a foot wider than it was supposed to, which threw the entire steps a foot past the setback requirements. So that is what Kenwick is concerned about.
Okay.
You've referred a couple times to some initial plans or something. What are you talking about?
The approved building. The initial survey that we did the layout for the property on, which was done by Miller Lewis, and then they were the ones who did the final survey as well.
Have you been here before?
Yes.
When and for what?
We own the lot next to this.
Okay, not for this lot.
Not for this lot, okay.
Sherry, could I have that letter from Kiewick?
I brought extra copies of this original survey and the one that was the final survey, if anybody wants to see them. But like I said, I think that's not the point that Kiewick is looking at. They're looking at those front steps.
There have been other variants that have been approved. Lot 51, lot 45, 50, and then lot 2 also.
Thank you.
Which lot were you here for before?
This is the lot to the right. The lot I was here before was half a lot 17 and 19. This is half a lot 13 and 15, I believe.
You understand that however the county rules on a specific request has no effect whatsoever on private deed restrictions.
I understand it. Regardless of what you say, Kiewick can still be a problem. And Kiewick has told me that I talked to Ben Wade, in fact, just on Friday. He called to tell me that he was sending you this letter. And
okay, I mean, but you understand that there's, regardless of what the board does, Kiewick could still take you to court to force you to abide by those restrictions.
And I have talked to Mr. Ben Wade, who is the president of the association, and he said, if I move the steps 1 foot back, they'll be happy, and we are probably going to go ahead and do that. But we certainly would like the variance so that we don't get in trouble with our mortgage company while we're doing it. So.
All the variances in there that have been approved have been for side yard setbacks.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Any hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to move we take case number 9867 under advisement.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Mills that we take case number 9867 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried. Sir, your case also has been taken under advisement tonight. You may stay if you would like. There may be a decision made later on this evening, or you can call the office in the morning.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Case number 98.